Okay, this week we're back from spring break. As usual, when we come back from spring break in the Senate, I think one of the most important things that we have to work on is the budget process. Just before spring break, the House had voted out and passed all of the budget bills and delivered them to the Senate. And the Senate Appropriations Committee now is in process of going through each one of the budget bills. And they're doing what they call markup, but that's when they actually go through each bill and fur line that they work on, actually write in the amounts that they get ready to vote on. That's going to take quite a little bit of time, and what makes it kind of difficult for the entire Senate is even though that we have a lot of bills and we would like to work into the evening on some of those bills, it makes it very difficult because we have to give the Senate Appropriations Committee time to meet and to finish up the bills so that we can get them on the Senate floor, debate them, and pass those bills, you know, before our constitutional deadline. So the next couple of weeks, it's going to take a lot of time going through the budget bills. We have several bills that are moving still through committee, and some of them dealing with Medicaid fraud. The bills that was heard this week was largely focused on providers, even though that we had been uncovered in the past. Some of the people that were using some of the benefits, there was some fraud, but now what we're doing is trying to largely focus on those providers. Another bill that we actually perfected this week is Senate Bill 905. It's the Medical Malpractice Insurance Reform Bill. Most of you remember that a year or two ago we passed a tort reform bill that kind of limited the lawsuits to cut down on some of those exorbitant lawsuit settlements that they were ending up with. Now it's time to come back and kind of work on some of the medical malpractice insurance companies. The Department of Insurance, some of the provisions in this bill is that they're to establish and publish some of the market rates and to publish comparisons of some of the base rates by each insurer. What that would do is give some of the doctors the ability to look at rates and to see which companies are offering the best rates without a lot of work. Also, that the insurance companies must file with the Department of Insurance their base premiums and their rates, and those rates must not be excessive. And the rates also that they charge must be based upon Missouri's loss experience. Now, I think that is one of the most important parts of the bill. We're trying to do some things to make the rates a lot better priced for a lot of our doctors. The thing we don't want to do now is for the insurance companies to use and to base their rates upon losses that they have in other states. So I think this is pretty important. So if we can get this bill through the process this year, this should help out on maybe not necessarily bring an insurance malpractice premiums down immediately, but it would sure stop them from going up in the future at some time. On some other issues within the committee that I chair, the Senate Commerce, Energy, and Environment Committee, we voted out a bill this week dealing with dam safety. As most of you remember, the Tomsoc Reservoir that had the dam break in southeast Missouri, people have become very concerned that maybe some of the other dams in the state aren't being inspected properly. And I'm not sure whether that they haven't been inspected properly, but I think this brings to our attention that maybe we better make sure. So we have a bill dealing with dam safety. The concern that I had about the bill is that they were including agricultural dams in this bill, meaning that agricultural dams that met certain criteria would have to be inspected. Some of the questions that I ask is what constitutes a dam that would have to be inspected that was classified as agriculture? Well, number one is the dam would have to be something like 35 feet and then so many acre feet of water. But the concern that I had is that, you know, I could go out and measure, you know, the surface water and the depth, and someone else could go measure the surface water and the depth, and we would come up with different readings. And I could see, in my experience with Department of Natural Resources, is they usually overstep their bounds, that they would be spending all their time and resources out trying to decide whether an agricultural dam met the criteria to be inspected or not, rather than taking their resources and actually working on the dams that need to be inspected. Number one, the farmers don't need to be hassled over it, and Department of Resources doesn't need to be out there tromping around trying to decide whether that needs to occur or not. So I'm satisfied. We still might have a little work to do on this. Department of Natural Resources said that there are probably a few agricultural dams that needs to be inspected. I told them if that's the case, give me some proof. In other words, show me some dams and why they need to be inspected, and we would look at it. We also heard some testimony this week about my Broadband Protection Act. This is a bill that would prohibit cities from trying to regulate or tax content flowing over a broadband internet connection. Well, this is not occurring now, but I fear that in the future, as technology changes, that this might be something that they might be trying to do. They're already taxing telephone companies, they're already taxing cable TV providers, and then passing those taxes on to you. So I just don't want this to start occurring in the future on internet. One of my priorities that I've had this year, and we've talked about it before, is repealing the sales tax on farm diesel fuel. As you know, it's already passed the Senate. It's over in the House. We had a hearing this week in the House Agricultural Policy Committee. I've asked Representative Peter Myers from Sykeston to handle this bill for me in the House. It met with some very good reviews. As a matter of fact, I think we have a pretty good chance about this bill getting passed this year. And if that occurs, the farmers won't have to pay the rate of sales tax that they do on farm fuels. Also, we talked about the motor vehicle safety inspections in the past, that I'd got amendment on a bill that's over in the House right now. I was a little fearful of that staying on the bill when it reaches the House, so a few weeks ago I'd actually filed a bill that would do away with the vehicle safety inspections. We heard that in committee this week. And in some places the opposition was fierce, and it was mostly from the people who are currently the ones that are giving the inspections. It's one of those topics still that I know there's probably a few people that probably ought to have their vehicle inspected, but it's one of those issues to where I don't know why that we should hassle 90% of our population that take good care of their vehicles just to make sure that those few that don't take good care of their vehicles do take care of them. So it's been a busy week. We've got 6 weeks of session, and as we move closer to May the 12th, which is the final day that we meet, things will get much more intense, and we'll have a lot of topics happening all the time.